time now for Date Night. We are joined now in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
A slightly earlier edition of Date Night because we got Jones Angel coming up to talk football in just a bit. But right now, we are going to recommend date night activities for folks looking for things to do in the community if they're looking for romance out there.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more romantic than your partner coming to you and saying, I need you to be brief from now until around the holidays because you're being preempted.
Finish early. Jones Angel's coming.
And, I mean, to be fair, I'm fine being preempted for Jones Angel.
I mean, hey, you know, it's going to be a good conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a week.
It has been a week.
It's been a very, very busy, heavy week. And one of the things that we had to deal with, among others, was this hurricane.
Who knew the
mild, like, indirect effects thereof.
The tropical storm, depression, like, inclement weather. Who knew that would be, like, ninth billing
I know, right?
In a week like this? But, yeah.
I do remember the first time I ever experienced the impact of a storm that had been defined as a hurricane, because I went to grad school in New Jersey.
Right.
And I grew up in Michigan, where just, like, tropical storms, hurricanes, like, that's not an issue there. But I went out to New Jersey, and I think it was my first year there. I got to experience the force of a storm like that when I was just driving around. And I knew that we were just going to get, I don't even remember what hurricane it was. It wasn't like a major thing, but I remember that we were just getting like flicked with the little tail on the end of the weird like
one
shape
of the many
that you
arms.
See. Yeah. And it was just like, whoop, little tail, and I'm driving around, and it was just like coming down in sheets and buckets, and the wind was howling, and I was like, man, these storms are legit.
Yeah, the first one I remember was Hurricane Hugo, and I was 8, because that would have been 1989.
89. That's the first hurricane I remember, period, because I remember the coverage of that.
Because we were well inland in Sumter, South Carolina, and still, like, power out for a week, trees down everywhere because it was just devastation left to right. And yet, in a week like this, you know, top five maybe of things that are going on.
So with all of that in mind, we're recommending date night activities for folks. I know we're past the storm now and it's going to be a nice weekend, but just in general, if it's really bad weather and you still want to go out, where do you go?
Yeah, so I assume everybody here religiously listens to WCHL in the morning or afternoons.
Why would you not?
Whenever you can catch the weather. So you plan ahead by a couple days, and you have a date night at the library. And here's what you do.
The Chapel Hill Library?
The Chapel Hill or the nearest library to
you. Or just any library.
Yeah, because here's what you do.
Gotcha.
You go together.
Right.
And you thumb through books together, and you find a book that you agree on, and then you each find a book you don't agree on. So then when you're stuck at home during, like, the, like, thunderstorms.
So you do this in advance of the date night.
Yes. This is prepping
this is
for
not
your
the
date
night. This is the planning for the date night.
You know
night.
How you go to, like, the Harris Teeter and you clear out all the milk and bread and eggs?
Of course.
Also clear out the library.
Clear out the entire James Patterson section while you're at it.
But you get a book that you agree on, and you read it together. Mm-hmm. Maybe aloud, maybe by candlelight, or, you know, maybe the power doesn't go out and you just read it under normal stupid light.
Right.
But then you get one book for the other person and then go, hey, you have to read this for an hour and then report back.
Okay.
That is my idea. Get books, enjoy the library, support your local library.
So I was still thinking about, okay, it's bad weather, but you're going out. Where do you go?
Right, of course.
And
that is how
I thought,
pitched this.
Okay, if you're going to go out, but the weather's really bad, you want to go to a place where the spot that you're parking in is very, very close to the actual location, and ideally it's covered the whole way, right?
Correct.
You don't want to be like running around outside for extended periods of time. And the best place that I thought of after like extended thinking on this, and tell me if I'm missing something,
okay.
But I don't think so. In downtown Durham,
right?
Not the lot that we typically park
of
in, but
not.
Around the corner, the Unscripted Hotel has its own parking deck.
Yeah.
So you drive into that deck,
you
get your ticket, you pay the money, you park, and then you leave the parking deck and you duck really quickly around the corner.
I'm really mad because I think you saw me looking up this idea on my phone.
And go to Poor.
Oh, no. Okay, good.
I didn't see what you were doing on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Poor, which is located on the first floor of the Unscripted Hotel, literally right next to the entrance to the parking deck. So you walk out of the parking deck and it's maybe 3 feet away. You'll get a little damp, but you walk into Poor, and it is very much a beer-focused place because the whole point is you pay your money and you get your wristband, and you get to try different types of beer. But they have wine, they have cider, they have water if you're not an alcohol drinker, and they also have nice food.
Right.
And you can try a whole different bunch of things and exchange glasses and try different sips and stuff. And have a nice time without getting super wet, even if the weather's terrible.
Oh, man, this is very close to, like, my backup idea for Durham, which is you park in the Unscripted deck, you're going to get a little wet, but you're going to run across the street to the Museum Hotel 21C.
Thought about this one, too.
And then you're going to go look at art, and then you're going to go get a drink, and then you're going to go look at more art, and then get dinner, and then maybe look at more art. And hopefully by then, like, the inclement weather will have eased up and you won't get wet anymore.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.